What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
I did not participate in the DeSantis versus Trump fight. I liked both of them. I was always kind of, I leaned Donald Trump because I thought the guy's inevitable. And lo and behold, he was inevitable. He's going to be the guy. Now, whether or not he wins in the general, we'll see. But he's going to win the primary for sure. DeSantis is out. So we can like DeSantis again, right? You didn't have to participate in that. DeSantis is a great governor. But I don't like this.
You need meat, okay? And we're going to have meat in Florida. Like, we're not going to, we're going to have fake meat. Like, that doesn't work. So we're going to make sure to do it right. But there's a whole ideological agenda that's coming after, I think, a lot of important parts of our society. And like Florida, obviously, we have a lot of agriculture.
Yeah, this is an article from The Hill. It says the stakes are high, ha-ha, in the Florida legislature with Governor Ron DeSantis weighing in on a pair of proposed bills that would ban the cultivation and sale of lab-grown meat products. While speaking in Hardy County last week, DeSantis slammed the scientific innovation as part of his crusade against ESG, environmental, social, and governance, a business philosophy that encourages investors to throw their money behind companies with consideration of their handling of the environment and social issues. DeSantis said they really want to go after agriculture. They want to blame agriculture for global warming. Here's why I disagree with DeSantis on this. Now, you can hate lab meat, okay? I don't love the idea of lab meat. It sounds sci-fi and strange. And like little pieces of meat that can walk around or something. That's the image that it conjures up. But let's say that lab meat is determined to be, you know, they grow cow muscle in lab. And it's determined to be the literal exact same thing as a filet mignon. And you cannot tell the difference, whether it be taste, texture, health, you know, benefits, whatever. We determine after a lot of testing that this stuff is completely safe, very edible, and it's only going to cost you $5 for a filet sandwich, you know? Like, these things are going to be super, super cheap, let's say. And you go, well, you know what? I don't care. I'm still going to eat the real stuff. Great for you. But my point is that what if you could then start making great protein that super poor countries could eat? Wouldn't that be great? I mean, that would be great. Or other examples of why it might be a great invention, you know? Just because we don't like the idea of it doesn't mean that it couldn't be a good thing. Now, if DeSantis were to say, I'm going to ban this stuff because I don't like the idea of an untested product coming to market, I want to make sure this stuff is super safe, and I want at least a decade of testing on human beings before this thing can go to market that everybody could eat it. I want really, really strict testing on this. I'd say, you know what? That's fair because this is a new technology. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying that he doesn't want the product because of the way that the product is being introduced, which is that climate advocates want to go after the cattle industry and he wants to protect the cattle industry. So, what, DeSantis, why don't you just make it separate then? Protect the cattle industry from environmentalists and let the product exist. I don't think they really are coexist. They can be coexistent. They're not against each other. I think you're conflating the issues here and saying that you're going to ban one because people say that it would be good because it might take down the cattle industry. No, actually, this would just be the free market taking down the cattle industry, not ESG, not environmentalism, and that you are an advocate for. You're very much for the free market. If the free market decides, man, I actually like this lab-grown steak better, it tastes the same and it's cheaper, then so be it. That's the way it is. You know, if the market decided that they loved electric vehicles...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.